On the Lot with Ward, a weekly presentation brought to you by Vision Ford in Wahpeton and the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
I like being on the Lot with Ward because I always learn something. Every day is a good education with you, Ward Cater from Vision Ford. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Beautiful sunny day out there.
It is a great day, and I love the stuff that we get into here. I love the stuff that we talk about. Last week, we kind of went into the AI thing.
Yeah.
And you're kind of getting into this, too. Tell us a little bit about your entry into this and into AI.
Yeah. So we are really exploring whatever we can do to give a better customer experience. And when I say better, it's usually about saving the customer time, because time is really the most important thing to all of us today.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's our mobile service, you know, keeping you at home or work doing your thing, whether it's at the dealership and trying to get status of your repair, trying to internally, if we're trying to find out if there's parts availability, we are trying to push into the AI world as quick as we can. It's not a thought. It's not a dream. We are actively testing it, actively trying to refine it, and try and make it a reality that you're not even aware of.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make it that simple and easy. So, for example, as we go and grow, when we're trying to find a part for you, because we all need parts for these cars as we own them and work with them and use them, it's a task. And it's hard for me after 30-plus years to explain to myself even why is it so difficult to find that part in our parts department. Why is it so hard to find that part in a depot somewhere? It just doesn't make sense. Unfortunately, it's a reality. It's not a story from us or any other dealer, most likely. It's just very complicated. With AI, we are trying to move forward so that we can find that part in a matter of seconds for you. We may not physically have it. We may have it. If we don't have it, it's going to tell us where we can get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to give us feedback to give us a timing estimate when we can get it. And that's crucial, because even to this very second, we will order a part for a customer, and we just, unfortunately, we don't know when it's going to come. It may be here in 2 days. We don't have an ETA in general. So that's really muddy water that we're trying to clear up and simplify internally, too. Because it's frustrating even for our own team to be working in a car on a vehicle of some sort, and the technician wants to know when the part's going to be here, and we give them that blank look like, honestly, we're not really sure. That's just not acceptable. So we are in a beta program with Ford and with Lincoln to help expedite that experience. The better we communicate internally, the better the experience will be for you as a customer and one of our partners on a daily. So lots of challenges there, but we are dangerously close, Bill. We are actively testing it. We are actively seeing where it's working, where it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we're too far from rolling it down to the floor, so to speak, and making it part of our customers' lives.
One thing that I found fascinating and kind of surprising is that parts, automotive parts.
Yeah.
That's kind of a village unto itself. I wasn't aware of this, and I don't think a lot of people are, that is something that is definitely part of what you do, but it's also something very, very separate.
It really is. It's kind of its own world. You think we would have availability, or you think Ford would, but if you go back and what people are looking for,
mm-hmm.
the history in the automobiles, the different colors, the different size exterior mirrors you have, I mean, it's just endless. And to have those parts all available is just, unfortunately, very unrealistic. Now, Ford specifically is doing a great job refining the new builds we're doing. There's far fewer options that you're just never going to ask for. And so when we get down to what our consumers want, we have a higher chance of actually having that part down the road. It
mm-hmm.
just, again, it makes common sense. You brought up that a few times.
Yeah.
And we're getting there. We're slow to the start, but once we get there, we're really making good headway. Because it is confusing. There's no doubt about it.
Well, how specific are our parts? Where, I mean, you know, you have your auto parts stores, and you can
yeah.
go there and you can get a rearview mirror, but when you're talking specifics, has it really been narrowed down that much to where they're, you know, the only way you can get it is by ordering it up?
You know, we're definitely moving that fast, and we, as of last week and continuing this week, we have literally completely dismantled our parts department. We're breaking it down into four categories, which, again, the consumer won't see firsthand, but for us internally, it's a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
For the reasons you just said, Bill, is that with, again, my manufacturer, Ford and Lincoln, they have programming that's going to, basically, they've gotten us down to 288 parts, which is amazing. And we can get things next day 99% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
They monitor it. They take into consideration what vehicles are in our market, meaning how many F-150s. Within the F-150s, how many are 2020s? Within the 2020s, how many of them are four-door crew cabs versus a regular cab or a super crew? They know all this. It's an incredibly complicated thing, but it's going to make our life easier because the chances of having the right part are going up measurably because it is confusing. And right now we have thousands of part numbers of which are just sitting there because they're never the right part.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting to the point where the fast turning through the computer system, it's literally projecting what we need, and it's getting it in our inventory before we need it. And it's taken, again, into the summer months. Air conditioning's an issue. You know, anything else that's seasonality. During the fall, winter months, batteries are an issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's an ongoing learning experience, but it takes the big picture in. It's not what did we sell last year, because that's not a real thing anymore.
Yeah.
Too many things change. You may move out of town. You may visit your sister somewhere and put that battery in there.
Variables, a lot of variables.
It's taken that all into consideration.
Well, now you mentioned parts just kind of sitting there. Is that what you mean by kind of the muddy water that you're looking to kind of clean up?
Yeah, we're really trying to get our story clearer to ourselves. We want to understand where the part is. Okay, we've always had a system, bin this, row that, mm-hmm. shelf this. It's too complicated. We're getting things physically in an area so we can grab parts in a matter of seconds now. Before, we might wander around for minutes, 10 minutes, 15, 20 minutes trying to round up all the parts for our technician. We're trying to eliminate that, like truly eliminate that, because it is muddy water.
Right.
I've had dealerships in the past where we had thousands of cars on the lot. I never had the right car. Right now, we're trying to get the vehicle the customer wants. We're having great success. You know, I always say, don't worry about what we have. We'll get you what you want.
Sure.
And that's really the way everything goes today.
Mm-hmm. We are on the lot with Ward Cater, sunny and 70 degrees right now. It's 9:49. Well, speaking of parts, let's talk about something that kind of moves away from that, that has a lot less parts to worry about, and, of course, the world of EVs. This is the definition. When you're talking Vision Ford, you go from AI to EVs.
Yeah.
You are definitely moving the needle forward.
We are, and we're excited. We've got all kinds of new things coming out in the EV world, everything from, you know, 10, 15, or 15, 20-minute charging stations, depending on the vehicle. At the dealership, for your convenience, you can charge anytime. There's card readers, just like going in to fill up your vehicle at a convenience store. We've got upgraded vehicles coming already, even though we're only a couple model years into it. The technology is changing at a warp speed. It's going to work for more and more people. Again, we always say, Bill, it's not for everybody. I'm not here to put a hard sell and tell you everybody needs to drive an EV. The problem is there's not enough people giving that a serious consideration and thought.
Just drive one.
Bill always says, just drive one.
That's it.
You got to do it. You really have to do it. It's an exciting world. It's fun. Change is good. As much as we have a tendency to fight it, some change is really worth your time and its effort to come over. And I want to thank the people that joined us last week that mm-hmm. took advantage of our little gift to everybody from coming over and trying it.
That was off the cuff, too, by the way. That was just spur of the moment.
I think there were some people that had fun and got out to see something they've never experienced before.
Fantastic. And that's what I'm trying to do, too, when I say just get out there. Get behind the wheel and just take one for a cruise down the highway and Tell me what you think. And like you say, you'll probably get the giggles because it's exciting.
It's exciting. We have the EV, the Mach-E, which is our crossover, and it has Blue Cruise in it. And we'll maybe touch on that a little bit next week.
Yeah.
But that takes that driving electric vehicle to a whole new place. It will take you down the interstate, take your hands off. It will do everything for you, and it will keep you safe. Speed up, slow down, and it keeps you right in your lane where you're going. It's amazing technology.
Well, and I've said it before, what amazes me about driving one is how well these vehicles take care of you.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's, you know, I can't say that enough. Ward, great to have you in here. We're going to be talking more about this on Thursday.
I look forward to it.
All right. Ward Catering from Vision Ford. It's 9:52. Good morning.
You have been on the lot with Ward, a weekly presentation brought to you by Vision Ford in Wahpeton. On the lot with Ward, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9:40 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Well, my mama met my daddy down in Alabama. They tied the knot, so here I am. Born on the bayou on the Texas line. Loved in Louisiana, raised on jambalaya. Now before I could walk, I had a guitar in my hand. By the time I could talk, I had my own band. I went on the road when I was 8 years old. When I turned 15, I was stealing the show. Money to burn and the girls are pretty. Didn't take me long to learn that I was born to boogie. When I was 18, I went to Hollywood. I met Elvis and Marilyn and Johnny B. Goode. Got me guitar painted and some California sun. A red Cadillac having too much fun. Now we were playing them halls and jamming them. And we moved it on over to MGM. They said, this is the boy we've been telling you about. He lit a cigar and he stuck his hand out. Star, give you 50,000 too. I told him my mama didn't raise no fool. I'll take your money, I'll make you movies. But I can tell you right now, I was born to boogie. Well, my name is Bo Seedless. I drank a whiskey by the gallon and I never backed. What I do now is what I did then. I like to get down with all my rowdy friends. Now I can be sweet and I can be mean. I still got my hat and I still wear my jeans. My shades are chrome, my guitar's steel. If you think I won't, then believe me, I will. Get down on you, baby, cause I ain't no rookie. I was put it apart and I was born to boogie.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Ben Erickson with a check of the markets on this Tuesday morning, brought to you by Pioneer. Well, markets moving more into the positive. We're trading mixed pretty much mostly this morning. Corn is trading slightly higher this morning as prices continue to consolidate over the past few days and hover around the 40 to 50 day moving average in the July contract. December futures are recovering from last week's sell-off, but are still below the 100 day moving average. Soybeans were lower this morning, but have since moved higher. Prices remain in a consolidating pattern starting about a week ago, which followed a sell-off in grains. Both soybean and meal and oil are trading lower this morning, and wheat was mixed, but is now trading higher. And the U.S. wheat harvest is ahead of the average pace, but large speculative selling is likely putting most of the pressure on the market. Well, looking at those numbers right now,